Cancer survivor and World Cup winner, the curtain will fall on Aaron Cruden's time in New Zealand rugby this weekend. The former All Black ran out for his 100th and last game for the Chiefs last weekend and will watch his beloved team from the stands in Wellington tomorrow night before heading to Japan to join the Kobe Club. Rugby reporter Joe Porter has more.
Aaron Cruden played his 100th game for the Chiefs last weekend in Hamilton and his teammates marked the milestone with an emotional haka. The former All Black of Ngāti Tuwharetoa never thought he would make it this far.
When I look back at it now, I feel very fortunate and privileged to have played professional rugby for as long as I have. In a contact sport like this, you know, things can change and can be taken away from you pretty quickly. So, you know, representing the All Blacks, obviously, you know, a childhood dream, which was amazing. And now being able to bring up 100 Super Rugby games for one franchise team I'm very passionate about, certainly very proud.
Cruden was diagnosed with testicular cancer that had spread to his lungs in 2008. At 19 years old, he should have been playing his first season for Manawatū, but instead spent 9 weeks in and out of hospital having the testicle removed and then chemotherapy. Each rugby game since then, he's written his patient number on his wrist tape.
When you're that age, you sort of think you're a little bit invincible, you think you're a bit of a superman, so to be rocked with something like that so early on, I think it probably gives you a little bit of mental resilience, you know, a little bit of toughness in dark times, and knowing that whatever I'm faced with, you know, I'm sure I'll be able to get through.
Cruden started Super Rugby with the Hurricanes in 2010 and made his All Blacks debut the same year. He would play a vital role in the All Blacks' 2011 World Cup triumph after being called into the squad as an injury replacement for Dan Carter.
Still there for the All Blacks, and they're going to try a three-pointer from Cruden.
Oh, that's good. He's got it.
It's over.
Cruden dropped a goal in the semi-final win over the Wallabies and would start the final against France before going off injured late in the first half. A World Cup winner, Cruden would leave the Hurricanes to follow Manawatū coach Dave Rennie to the Chiefs in 2012.
My first Chiefs game, I remember actually getting charged down by Jason Rutledge against the Highlanders. They scored and then we lost.
However, the shift north would prove inspired, with Cruden overcoming the early hiccup to guide the Chiefs to back-to-back titles.
There was a bit of unknown at that time, a new coach coming in. There are a lot of new players into the franchise. So looking back on that year, 2012, especially to be a part of it, to be a young 10, was pretty cool. And I think those seasons set me up pretty well to have the career that I've been able to have.
Though it hasn't all been glory, with Cruden involved in a couple of off-field incidents that threatened to derail his career. In 2014, he went out drinking and missed the All Blacks' flight to Argentina, resulting in his suspension from the side.
A bit of a rude awakening, to be fair, you know, something I look back on that I'm not very proud of in terms of how I conducted myself. But yeah, you know, you are held in a certain regard and you've got to sort of uphold those through your actions and the way you hold yourself. So yeah, obviously not my fondest moment.
Cruden left the Chiefs for France in 2017, but returned this year for one last hurrah. The Hamilton-based side have lost 7 straight games in Super Rugby Aotearoa, and while Cruden isn't in the match day 23 for their season-ending clash with the Hurricanes, he's desperate to experience that winning feeling with his Chiefs teammates one last time. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi pōnei, ko Joe Porter aho.